Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair a man that I know for a long time. He's not actually from Carrick and Shannon, but he's made it his home for many years. He's married to a Carrick lady. He's the founder and CEO of the Rye River Brewing Company, and he's Tom Cronin. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Tom, firstly, it all started for you down in Charleville in County Cork. I know you grew up there and you still have family there, but you had a circuitous route to Carrick and Shannon.
I did. I ended up in Minute University in 1994, and found myself meeting my wife, Caroline, in a biology lab, and never looked back, I suppose. We moved to Carrick and Shannon then in 2005.
Right.
And I've been here since.
Just in terms of your own career, you're somebody who thought about becoming a teacher, but you became the college rep for Heineken when you were in Minute. Now, that's a job that's prized by many and offered to few. But you actually made a career out of it. So from being the college rep for Heineken, where everybody's hitting you for free pints, you then managed to land a job with Heineken.
I did. I was, I suppose, one of those sliding door moments. I had worked with him for about 18 months. I was on a buzzer on my side. There was no mobile phone, so I'd get buzzed from the head office and I'd link back and forth. I was getting £50 a week, and I was doing my HDIP at that stage in education, and a role came up in North Leinster, and I had built a good relationship with the regional manager at the time, and he asked me would I go for an interview as I was doing exams, and I finished my last exam on a Saturday, and I got a car and a full-time job on the Monday morning up in the Ardboyne Hotel in Navan. Yeah. And anyway, I never went back teaching.
Yeah, yeah. And you say that you had 6 great years with Heineken. Then you worked with Molson Coors.
I did.
What was that about?
So I had worked actually here in Carrick with a brother-in-law of mine, and we had set up a hospitality bar industry, which Dunn's Bar, the iconic bar here in Carrick.
Right, yeah.
Iconic in many ways. One of the early entries to that hen and stag market here in Carrick. But in 2009, Molson Coors had moved to Ireland, and I saw an opportunity to get back into the drinks industry rather than the hospitality, and ended up with them for about 3.5 years as the national wholesale manager, bringing them their route to market. So, you know, really good time. And that was a stepping stone to Rye River as well.
Yeah. You know? And Rye River, you know, as one of the, I suppose, the early players in the craft beer market. Tell us about the actual, how that came about to be setting it up.
So I had two colleagues in Molson Coors, and they asked me would I get involved in a startup with them. And at the time, we had just acquired Franciscan Well from Molson Coors in Cork from Shane Long, a great, well-established craft beer brand. And we felt that there was an opening for a new Irish player, and we took a chance. And in October 13, we set up Rye River Brewing Company. So we're actually in our 10th year. Or I'm in my 10th year, not we. We restructured in 16, and my two fellow founders exited at that stage, left the business. So I'm 10 years at this now.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you look at that as a kind of a, almost like a frontier business, a new entrant, a very capital intense business, coming up against, again, some of your former employers, but, you know, businesses with deep pockets that will basically do whatever they can to keep the new kids off the block from gaining market share. It's been a pretty savage journey, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I certainly have the scars, but we also have the awards and the accolades now, and we have the reputation. And I think if I look at anything that's probably brought us to where we are as market leader, category leader, you know, is probably our focus on quality and consistency and brands, you know, and I think we've done that exceptionally well. Our initial brand was a disruptive brand, not under the Roy River title, but it served its purpose. And then 3 years ago, I rebranded it, our core range to Roy River, and we've never looked back, you know, yeah. Both internationally and domestically.
And 50% of what you produce now is exported. Is that where the future of the business lies?
It is, and it is because we are a 5 million island. You know, we have about 3.4% people engaging in craft beer, which is our core, you know, focus. So we've got to look outside of Ireland. And unfortunately, I have some really good distributors now, and we have we took investment from a German brewery 18 months ago, and I'm using them as an access to new markets. So we're in about 35 markets now and growing. Yeah,
and I have to say I was very impressed last night to see the presence of your product all across this town. And yeah. You know, it's a credit to you that you basically make sure that your product is stocked in all the local hostelries and you support them personally.
I do, and I'm very lucky. And I bumped into the Oarsman last night as I was delivering a few kegs, which is something I still do in this town. Keeps me very grounded, I think.
Yeah.
And Connor and Ronan have been one of the very early supporters of my beers from day one. I think they were the third or fourth account we ever opened. So I'm very lucky. And there's others in the town that have been extremely supportive. Yeah.
Well, listen, Tom, it's a pleasure to see you again. Thanks for joining us in the executive chair. You're an honorary Carrick man, even though you're born in Cork. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
News Talk's executive chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.